All right, let's get into it here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. I think I'm going to have to put a video up on there in a second on our Instagram. I had a total hip replacement. I'm 31, by the way. Alex had somebody say, how old's Joe? Like, people were thinking I was like a 50-year-old guy on the radio.
Because he's getting hip replacement.
Come on. I did. I got a total hip replacement. Look, there's some old people in radio here in Indy. We all know that. In respect to the
really
good ones.
Really old. Some, I can think of someone that's super old. He's like 202.
But I think I'm the only one in Indy, unless maybe like maybe the country station has an old person that has like a hip replacement. That would make sense. But I think the youngest person in media in Indy that had a hip replacement
is you.
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. Congratulations.
So I'm around here doing my thing, and I have my cane because I'm able to walk, but I need to use it to balance out to help the muscles get stronger so I don't limp that bad.
And because you're pimping.
I am pimping. You want to come at me? Come at me strong because I'm about to go right up outside your head. But here's what gets me upset, kind of disappointing, and I genuinely ask this, and I think you guys
God.
Really?
Like, I just know where this is going.
I think you're all good people. Alex, I'm amazed by how kind you are. And we go and read to kids. Well, we did that like one time, but like you're so sweet and you work really well with children.
Thank you.
Like I think you are a really kind person. MYK is like the nicest guy. Even when I yell at him, he's like, hey, Joe, how's it going? He's like a puppy. He's nice. And Buster, even though he's kind of a turd, he's cool too.
Mm. Oh,
but,
please.
But Buster's the meanest person.
I'm the most realistic of human expectations. That's why.
Oh, look at you. But I simply asked them to do something. I have these hip protocols after surgery. If I do certain things that I'm not supposed to do, my hip will pop out. It will dislocate. I'll be in the hospital bed for a month or two. And I've heard it's worse than childbirth. Like, it's that bad if it pops out of socket. So I can't cross my legs. I can't bend over, like, to tie my shoe. And the reason I bring that up...
Can't bend over.
Where's that pegging sound effect?
Ew.
Hold on, I'm going to find it now that you bring it up.
He's digging it up.
I don't
say digging when we're talking about bending over, please.
Hold on, let me get it for you. Is this what you're talking about? Like if I try to, you know, get my shoe in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out.
No, I can't tie my shoe though. And what did I just ask you, Buster? You walked into to the studio today.
Yeah, it's just like the first time I see you in like 2 weeks, and I have to tie your shoe.
I asked you if you simply could tie my shoe for me.
Well, yes, MYK and I both first, and then we were like, we're busy.
You had two other humans in here for how many hours? And the first like 30 seconds I see you after 2 weeks is, can you tie my shoe?
Because neither one of them, after
not
I politely,
my problem.
You're a coworker and a friend.
Yeah, I would. I was a friend when I brought you a pizza. I brought you two pizzas.
And a shout out to you. You're a good man.
Yeah, that was me being a considerate. You just talked about how nice these two were. Where
I
were
said,
their pizzas?
I said you were nice too. I said
where were
you were
their,
using
no. You
it.
Said I was a turd. Where were their pizzas when you were gone?
Two pizzas.
Right. Where were their pizzas when you were gone?
I think they used like a pizza emoji when they texted
me. And they
me.
Were with you for hours and didn't tie your shoelaces. That. Yet I'm the turd. I walk in, I bring you two pizzas over break. I walk in 30 seconds into seeing you. I have to tie your shoes. I'm a turd, yet Alex is the most nicest person you know, and MYK is a puppy.
No.
Are you high, Pesh?
I'm down to like 10 milligrams of Oxy, but
right.
No, actually I'm not on any drugs. I'm on Tylenol and that's it.
No,
but I did ask Alex.
Yeah.
I did ask MYK about an hour ago.
He asked me first and I said, MYK, you do it.
You're closer.
Perfectly capable functioning
humans. It has
nothing
to do with it being Joe. It has to do with me being lazy sloth. And everyone knows I am a sloth.
I'm not trying to tie somebody's shoe.
Yeah, isn't there something like demeaning or degrading about
that?
I said,
hey, you're not my bitch. You're just a friend. I don't get that, man. Like
you say, you're just a friend.
So is anybody going to tie my shoe?
No, I'm saying what you can do is you can pull your foot out of the shoe and just kind of tuck the laces in with your toes.
No, I can't bend
and then
over.
No, you don't need to. Just take, do it right now. Take
all
your,
I've got,
and you've got like, look at all these like
props
that you have. You can do so much with those.
Ew, I hate
you
how
have
that
selfie
sounds.
Sticks for your shoes. You can absolutely get your laces.
All I have
taken
is I've got my grabber. Like I can grab stuff.
So what I'm saying is take your foot out of the shoe, grab the laces, tuck them in, and then tuck your fat foot in the damn shoe, and then we can get off the radio with
this. Look, right now we're doing a video. I can't. Like what am I? Oh, okay, that works. That works.
Tuck the lace with it.
Oh, here we go.
See
one
your
lace. One lace. You're going to be a terrible father one day.
Tuck it.
Listen,
I'm
Caitlin.
I'm not saying tie it. I'm saying tuck it.
People that are just tuning in and hearing you yell tuck it are very confused.
You need to tuck it.
I'll do it with the selfie stick.
Well, okay, let's see this. Go ahead. It's do some grabber. M1K, can you use some video?
I was posting last one.
Sorry. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, this is going really well. And you're cape. Okay, yeah. Good job tucking it in there. You're doing great.
All right, well, you can do it. It's your foot.
What a great group of people I got here in the Joe and Alex Show Radio
now. M1K said he would do it when I said he was closer. He said the deal was he does it this time, I do it next time.
Yeah, I'd take the first bullet.
Somebody listening is like, I'll tie a shoe. Just get off the radio with this already.
Exactly.
All right, hey, don't forget.
21 East St. Joseph Street. Come on down.
I'm here to tie Joe's shoe.